AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Food and Drug Administration is authorizing its first update to coronavirus vaccines. Annalisa Anderson at Pfizer says it targets today's most common Omicron strain.
We're constantly looking to see how we can make sure that the COVID vaccines that we're providing can provide the largest potential for preventing severe disease.
New booster shots could begin within days. Sexual assault reports across the military jumped last year. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The AP has learned reports were up 13%, driven by a big jump involving Army soldiers. They were up nearly 26%. The increase came as bases started moving out of pandemic restrictions and public venues reopened, though officials say they can't tell if the pandemic itself played a role in the higher numbers. Nearly 36,000 service members in an anonymous survey reported experiencing unwanted sexual contact. Roughly 20,000 said that in a similar survey 4 years ago. The latest numbers are certain to anger lawmakers who have long criticized Pentagon efforts to curb sexual misconduct. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in St. Louis say a 2-year-old boy died after shooting himself in the head. The boy's name has not been disclosed or how he was able to get a hold of the handgun. A Michigan elections board rejected a ballot initiative asking voters whether abortion rights should be enshrined in the state's constitution and another to expand voting in the state. Abortion rights and voting rights supporters have already said they will ask the state Supreme Court in Michigan to intervene. The Indiana Supreme Court ruled religious freedom rights protect the Catholic Archdiocese of Indianapolis from being sued by a teacher who was fired from his job at a Catholic high school for being in a same-sex marriage. Stocks finish lower. This is AP News. A camera lens problem is forcing Ford to issue a recall.
The automaker says it's recalling more than 277,000 pickup trucks and cars because the rearview camera lens can get cloudy and reduce visibility for the driver. The recall covers certain F-250, 350, and 450 trucks and the Lincoln Continental from model years 2017 through 2020. The recalled vehicles have a 360-degree camera system. Ford says the anti-reflective lens on the cameras can degrade, causing a cloudy image. The company has received more than 8,800 warranty reports as a result of the problem. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Chicago White Sox say manager Tony La Russa is out indefinitely because of an unspecified health issue. The 77-year-old La Russa is scheduled to undergo additional testing with his personal physicians over the coming days. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.